right. Well, it's a pleasure for me to introduce to you our newest Bronco, T.J. Ward, safety from the Cleveland Browns, and we are extremely excited to have T.J. He's a guy that's going to bring an attitude and physical presence and has been a tremendous player over his four-year career so far. So we're extremely excited to have T.J. here. He was a Pro Bowl and All-Pro selection last year, and we expect and hope that and know that that type of play is going to continue. So we're thrilled to have TJ, and I'm going to introduce you to now to TJ Ward.
Good morning. First off, I want to thank Mr. Elway, Mr. Heckert, Mr. Bowling, Coach Fox for the opportunity and bringing me here to such a great organization. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, getting this show on the road, hopefully getting some championships here and, you know, continuing my career the right way. Any questions you guys have for me, I'm ready to answer.
Considering where you came from, was there much convincing John had to do besides the money?
No, you know, I knew what I was getting into with the Denver Broncos. They have a great fan base, great tradition, and, you know, a great winning history. So it wasn't much convincing. You know, the money is great, but at the end of the day, it's all about winning. It's all about being around good people, good teammates, and I knew that was what I was going to get coming here.
Hey, TJ. We saw in the Super Bowl that one of the reasons the Seahawks were successful was just they were nasty and they hit hard, and it sounds like you have some of that in you. Can you describe your version of nasty and how you can help the Broncos win the Super Bowl that way?
Yeah, I pride myself on that part of my game. You definitely have to have that tenacity, and I feel like the safety position, and the Seahawks, they have two good safeties that bring that type of energy, and I don't think offensive energy is great, you know, touchdowns and getting the fans up, but there's something different about, you know, imposing your will on the other team and having that attitude, and they know that when they come out and play you, they better get ready because it's going to be a long day, and I think that that's something I could bring to this team.
In 9 years, you've progressed from a walk-on, albeit at a major program, to having this happen. Could you reflect on the journey you've taken and the road you've taken?
Yeah, it's been a long road. I'm truly blessed to be here today. I can say that I've literally surpassed most of my dreams, and I couldn't tell you I'd be here. And I really don't know how I got here. I'm just here now, and I'm excited to be here. And I've worked hard. There's been some ups and downs, but most of the players in this league have had those same type of ups and downs. And I think that's why we're here and doing this and playing this game that we love to play, because, you know, it's not easy. Nothing's given. You just got to work for everything you get, and you keep working. And it seems sometimes things tend to work out for you.
TJ, the Broncos probably made the biggest splash of anybody yesterday with you and then Aqib Talib, and now it looks like DeMarcus Ware. What do you think of the moves that they're making? You smile when I say DeMarcus Ware's name. What?
Yeah, those are two great players, and I'm, you know, eager to get to work with them. You know, I don't know them personally yet, but excited to get to meet them. I know what they do on the field, and those are two players that I admire and think we'll work well together with.
So what's the message you think about what they're trying to do with the defense and what sort of role these you new guys are going to have in this?
I think physical. We all have leadership qualities, and we could, you know, help this defense and this team progress in that area. I know they were kind of young in some positions last year, but just experience, leadership, physicality, and that mental toughness. And I think you see with, you know, Seattle's defense last year, you know, that it definitely defense wins championships. So,
hey, TJ, what have they told you about your role schematically in the defense? You're going to be creeping into the box a little bit against the run, playing the field kind of thing. What are you going to do?
I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do, but, you know, probably both. Probably be, you know, split between second half of the field and down low in the box. Whatever they want me to do, you know, whatever they need me to do, whatever I can do to help this team, then to help this team win, that's what I'm going to do. So, whatever they need of me.
How important was the relationship with Tom Heckert in making this decision?
Mr. Heckert drafted me, so, you know, we have some history there. He's a great person, good friend, and he gave me my first opportunity. Even coming out, going as high as I did, 38, people were saying that I was overdrafted and I wouldn't go till later. And, you know, he had faith in me and faith in my abilities, and you know, I thank him truly for that.
DJ, how many other teams were you talking to, and how did you know Denver was the right choice where you wanted to end up?
You know, there was a few other teams in the mix. Denver had always been one of the most, I guess, consistent and serious teams that my agent brought to me. So I knew it was a high possibility that I'd be here, and it just happened to all work out.
TJ, how did you get your nickname, Boss?
I got it in college. Some of my teammates just gave it to me, you know. I guess because I was kind of bossy, I like to, I guess, direct people in the direction that I want them to go sometimes. And it kind of just stuck, and I ended up making it, I think, my Twitter handle, and it just takes off from there. But I guess it's my attitude.
TJ, you got a reputation as being a bit of a talker on the field. You're going to bring that to Denver as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have the most fun when I'm talking out there. Anyway, it has to do a lot to do with energy, you know. That energy I get from talking and talking a little trash to other guys, trying to intimidate them. And, you know, the guys that talk back, you know, I like it. And then they don't say anything, that's cool too. But, you know, it's just my competitiveness, trying to get in people's head and, you know, all those things.
Denver has kind of a history of big-time safeties here, from Steve Atwater to Brian Dawkins recently, John Lynch.
Yeah.
Did that play into it? Are you looking forward to continuing that
tradition? I've always been a fan of all three of those guys, Atwater, Lynch, and Brian Dawkins. So I'm just looking to add to that tradition. Hopefully I can be in that light by the time I'm done playing here and, you know, be even mentioned in the same breath with those three guys, because I believe all three of those are Hall of Fame players. So, you know, I'm just looking to come in here and work and, you know, start from wherever I need to go to get to where we want to be.
One of your Cleveland teammates, Mike Adams, has been here the last couple of years. Have you talked with him over the years about what Denver's like and what he experienced here?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike talked about, you know, how good it is to be on a winning team. You know, we both coming from Cleveland. And even before I signed here, he was like, I just hope you get an opportunity to be with a winner. And, you know, neither one of us knew that I'd end up here. But, you know, Mike was a big, you know, big brother to me in Cleveland. You know, showed me the ropes. We started together 1 year. So, you know, I definitely look up to him as a role model and somebody you can look to be a true professional and come in and work every day, study hard, and be a great player on the field and a leader. So, you know, me and Mike talk a lot.
TJ, what kind of factor did playing with a quarterback like Peyton Manning play in your decision?
It was a huge factor. You know, Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning. You know, he's best quarterback in the game, great leader. My years in Cleveland, we never had a consistent quarterback. So coming here and having inconsistency to the best quarterback maybe ever to play this game is a huge factor for me.